Okay, let's get back to Ryan Beckley, the owner of Terra Firma Foundation Systems. You were talking about these piers and piering the foundations, and we were going to pick back up with that, and I don't remember what it was that we were going to talk about with that. Do you remember?
Well, we just started to get on the topic of seismic requirements.
Seismic requirement, that was it. Good. Okay.
Well, in Portland, we're in seismic zone D, which is a very severe seismic overlay for the building codes. And some of the other companies that are in my peer group across the country that do the exact same kind of work that we do have a much easier time doing it than we do here in Portland. We have a very, very stringent requirement for lateral stabilization, as well as some of the seismic requirements for our products and our installations in both new construction and retrofit applications. And we have many, many different uses for stabilizing structures that have settled, but also doing these seismic retrofits for protecting structures in the eventuality that there is an earthquake or some significant event like that.
Okay, now let's describe what happens to a house in a fairly sizable quake where you've actually got some rolling going on under it. How does that house move?
Well, when we have hydric soils in this area and some of the different geological conditions, you have any number of different levels of what's referred to as liquefaction, which is the water that's entrained in the soils with the vibration becomes essentially into a liquid state, and the structures will vibrate very fiercely when you have that occur. So our peering systems, and especially the lateral tieback systems, actually are anchoring the structure to the ground, holding it in place and preventing a much more significant amount of damage.
So you're anchoring the foundation, and then you're tying the house itself, the structure, to the foundation. So you've anchored the foundation, now you're tying the house to that foundation to minimize the amount of damage that might occur.
That's correct. And as Portland's a more mountainous area, the entire state of Oregon, so many houses are built on the sides of hills or on some sort of a slope. So a lot of the times that lateral restraint is a really critical component to what we're putting in. It keeps everything from, as I'm sure you can imagine, when the vibration starts, things want to slide their way down to a level point. So we're actually keeping things anchored right in place.
Wow. Didn't have any idea that you were stabilizing foundation at the same time, because I've read a lot about seismic retrofit, and it all seemed to tie the house to the foundation, but I never gave much thought to the fact that the foundation could move and does move.
Absolutely.
And in the West Hills of Portland, they move fairly routinely.
They move all the time.
Yeah, I can remember as a kid, here I'm reflecting and recounting again, as a kid, my mother would look up into the West Hills and she would say, I don't understand why anybody would build a house up there, because one or two a year would begin to slide a little bit. Trees are constantly uprooting, and that soil up there is just not that stable.
We have crews, we should put an office up there, because we have crews in the West Hills literally every single day.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that you're ready and available. Okay. And if you're just tuning in, my guest is Ryan Beckley. Ryan is the owner of Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Today he has, I'm not even going to try to summarize it. I want you to give a summary of what your company does.
We are primarily a deep foundation stabilization contractor, and that means we have a variety of different products, helical piers, micropiles, grouted micropiles, drilled piers, that either stabilize an existing foundation or put a deep foundation in for a new construction. Along with that, we also do waterproofing, crawl space encapsulation, dehumidification for crawl space and basements on homes, as well as injectable polyurethane for the use of structure and slab lifting, which is a newer product line for us. polyurethane's been around forever, and pressurized polyurethane application has been used in a variety of different ways. Most commonly, people would associate it with insulation, spray insulation. Basically, chemically the same product, just at a different density. We've utilized this product to inject underneath of slabs and structures to fill voids and lift settled concrete.
And it's much lighter than some of the more traditional products that we've used in the past.
Much lighter, much lower issue of messes and contaminants and issues like that. It's a very quick and easy to install product. We put the stuff in, and you can use a driveway, a street, whatever it might be. You can get back on it within 10 minutes.
What's the most unusual lift you've ever done?
Well, at this point right now, we participated in a training in Nebraska of lifting a 120-foot tall grain tower, actually. It had settled differentially, but it had settled a total of about 6 inches. And during the training process, got to watch this entire concrete structure that weighed 250,000 pounds get lifted and leveled completely back up.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It was very impressive to watch.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. Hey, that's all the time we have for calls today. I still have a really cool tool to share with you, along with announcing the names of our prize winners for the week. And I'll do all of that just as soon as Around the House returns.